new. It'll be interesting, huh?
Let me see what they had about. Oh, Mama, look.
Oh, is that a giant
sea? And a snow.
That's just a little nice spotted thing. But look at that.
Yeah.
That.
That's the sun. Mama, what?
Can you sit up right for me? Look, it's the hungry caterpillar.
Yeah.
Oh, my sister Krista loves it.
What's she say?
In light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf.
That's the egg?
Yeah. Can you see the moon? It's a big round moon. One sunny morning, the warm sun came up and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry.
He ate a pear, another,
are you skipping ahead? On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate three corns, but he was still hungry.
Boy, hungry.
Yeah, I guess. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. Got the whole?
Yeah. He's still hungry.
On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry.
What
is 5 more of these
kids? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But he's still hungry, huh? And then he ate 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, which is that. One ice cream cone. One pickle. One slice of Swiss cheese. One slice of salami. One lollipop.
What's that?
That's salami. Here's the lollipop. That's right. One piece of cherry pie. One sausage. One cupcake. And one slice of watermelon. In that night he had a stomach ache. I wonder why. The next day was Sunday again and the caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that he felt much better. How many do you need?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a...
A beehive.
No, close to it though, kind of. Do you remember?
A yurt.
A cocoon. Remember now? Around him. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he wiggled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out. And...
What?
What do you think happened when he came out of the cocoon? What did he have to turn into?
Butterfly.
You think so? He was a beautiful butterfly.
And I had like a big...
Do you want to try to read it to me?
No, I'm sorry.
We'll do it a little. Oh, my sister Krista. In the light of the moon, a little gray egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped out of the egg to the tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food.
One apple.
But on Tuesday he ate
two apples.
Thursday he ate...
Four, seven.
But...
He's still hungry. He ate...
On Friday, he ate...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours.
But he was...
Still hungry. And he ate...
On Saturday, he ate through a piece of chocolate cake, an ice cream cone, and a pickle, some slices of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie. That was salami.
Salami, lollipop, chicken pie.
Some sausage.
Cupcake. Cupcake and a ribbon.
And a watermelon.
And a lot of bobbin.
And that night he had a...
Somebody went through all of these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The next day was Sunday again, and the caterpillar ate through in one nice green leaf, and he felt much better.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5.
Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar.
Very big and healthy. And his little butt was funny.
And then he built a small house called a
tattoo.
Very good. Around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out. And...
What? Turned into a beautiful
butterfly.
Excellent.
That was a good book. Yeah, you sure you want to read Frosty, even though it's 80 degrees out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Frosty the Snowman. Frosty the Snowman came to town when Bright Coat went to stay. The real snow of winter had fallen the night before. In the morning, up came the children and started to roll snowballs. Round and round the snowy yard, they rolled the snowballs.
Mommy, is it dollar time? But first we done,
yeah.
How do you roll a
bed like? Yes. Remember where we rolled the ball?
And the yard.
Yeah, down the drive. Round and round the snow yard, they rolled the snowballs, and soon they had 2 fine big ones.
Remember I rolled a snowball in your eye?
Yeah, I do remember that, isn't
it? And I was eating some?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Round and round the yard again, there was a little snowball of just the right size for the snowman's head. And Billy ran home and bought 2 bites of coal to use for the snowman's eyes. Sally gave him a ribbon nose and a funny corn cob pipe. Tommy brought floppy galoshes and a scarf for the snowman. And Joe brought him a pair of old red mittens to wear. Now all we need is a hat, said Sally and Joe, so they all began to look around. Sally found an old hat, but it didn't look just right. Billy found a battered felt hat, but it still didn't seem right. Just then, down the street came the whistling wind, and it blew to their feet a shiny top hat. Just what we need, cried Sally and Joe. It's like magic, said Billy.
Oh, Mama, look. That's the hat.
Yep, that one didn't look just right, but that It was Tommy who picked up the shiny top hat and put it on the snowman's head. Zing! Tommy's hand sprang back with a shout. It is magic, gasped Tommy. So it is, said a voice, a deep, chuckling voice they had never heard before. And a pleasant sort of magic, if I do say so myself. It's the snowman, whispered Sally. And so it was, Frosty the Snowman, at your service, he said. That's how Frosty the Snowman came alive. If you have never had a snowman for a friend, you can scarcely imagine all the fun those children had. But Frosty took them coasting and never had their slides slid so swiftly and so fun. Frosty helped them build a snow house and never had blocks packed so firmly and well. They all went ice skating, and the magical part was that while they were with Frosty, the children stayed out and played in the snow and never got shivery cold. That was Frosty's warm hotness, magical smile. Whatever it was, they thought it was fine. Each morning when the children came out to play, Frosty had a wonderful
plan
all set.
But Mom, he don't have no feet.
No, he doesn't in that, does he? He's just moving like magic, huh?
Yeah.
And those boots are seen to fit him, okay?
Yeah.
Each morning when the children came out to play, Frosty had a wonderful plan all set. One morning he said, "Let's go shopping today. I've never seen a store, you know." So they all joined hands and away they skipped off towards town, where the shops stood in rows. It was fun showing Frosty all around, but he thought every window was wonderful. All around the town they lived Frosty.
But I like
there.
That black.
That's a wedding cake we got for the new
one. And I like that and I like everything and I like those.
All around the town they lived Frosty that day while the warm wintry sun shone down. Soon they came to a corner and around the corner came a warm gusty wind and up went Frosty's hat. And away went Frosty after it. Then tweet sang the traffic cop's loud whistle and the children could not follow Frosty because traffic streamed by buses and trucks and cars.
And
he
goes.
Tweet went the traffic cop's whistle again. The crossing stood empty before them now, but there was no sign of Frosty to be seen. Only his top hat rolled down the street all by itself in the melting snow. "Mr. Policeman," the children cried, "where has Frosty the Snowman gone?" "Oh," said the policeman, "Frosty the Snowman has gone away. Where all snowmen go on a sunny day, but he'll be back at your bidding and call whenever great heaps of snowflakes. And he will.
Yeah, see, he has a whole bunch of buttons, you know.
Yeah.
Wait, yes, he had a whole bunch of buttons.
In the beginning, you didn't think he had a whole bunch of buttons. You're such a skeptic for a little guy.
Yeah, he has a lot of buttons.
If he's bothering me, I can lock him up. He's awfully friendly.
Oh, that's fine.
I want to read the other one. Read the other one.
What other one? No, that's we're gonna read that. That's it right now.
Mom, I'm gonna read this now. I'm gonna read. I'm gonna read the full title about myself.
You are.
Anyway, this part. I'm doing another one.
But you're not reading it to me.
I want to switch it at it.
He wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar.
Well, you've done it through this.
Well, I'm getting to that. He built a small house called
a tomb
around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. And then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out, and...
Mama, what?
Flying really high, a big, beautiful caterpillar. A big, beautiful butterfly.
You really like this book, huh?
Tim loves books. And he likes to read it back to me, too. He does a good job.